This is All Things Considered on WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker says the state is in the surge of the coronavirus outbreak, and the state's medical community is doing what it can, he says, to keep the healthcare system functioning. Word comes today that the state's COVID-19 death toll has surpassed 1,000 people. WBUR senior State House reporter Steve Brown joins us now. Steve, the governor has been saying the surge would hit this week. How is it affecting hospitals around the state?
Well, Lisa, currently available hospital beds around the state are a little over half full, but the hospitals are busy. The governor pointed out the many steps that have been taken to prepare for the surge, including ending elective medical procedures, closing all essential businesses, urging people to stay home if they can, and stepping up testing and contact tracing.
I would say at this point in time, I believe with the addition of some of the other stuff that's coming online, over the course of the next 5 to 7 days, we are pretty well positioned to deal with this.
The governor says based on the conversations his administration is having every day with those in the hospital community, we are in the surge. This is the period of time when the state's medical system will be stretched to the limit. Still, we should have some rough days ahead as the pandemic approaches its peak here in Massachusetts.
Would you remind us of the latest coronavirus figures out of the Department of Public Health today?
Sure. The number of people who tested positive ticked up again today after declining for 3 consecutive days. The department is reporting 1,755 new cases, bringing the total to just under 30,000 cases here in Massachusetts. Now, as for deaths, Massachusetts has surpassed a grim milestone. We are now above 1,000 deaths. The state is reporting 151 new deaths, bringing the total to 1,108. It's hard to believe that the first death in Massachusetts was reported less than 4 weeks ago.
Well, the governor talked about the rising death toll today. I think, in fact, it might have been your question, Steve, that he was answering about the numbers. And when he did so, he revealed a personal story. Can you tell us what happened?
Sure. I asked him to reflect on the fact that the death toll was going over 1,000 today. He acknowledged the people who are among the numbers that we report on every day. It got personal for him as he said that his best friend's mother recently died from COVID-19. He said his friend and his friend's mom were on good terms when she died, and that was fortunate. But the governor lamented those who are not so lucky, saying you just don't know anymore what the future is going to hold.
And I really hope that people understand that their healthcare community and the folks who are going to be responsible for helping us work our way through this surge are going to do everything they possibly can to save as many people as we possibly can so that they don't have to deal with this situation and their families and friends don't have to deal with it. But those numbers to me are about lost opportunities and the significance and the importance of loved ones putting it all out there and making sure they don't leave anything unsaid.
Again, powerful words and probably some good advice.
There's another reason for some introspection and taking stock today. The governor and Boston's Mayor Marty Walsh both made note that today is the 7th anniversary of the bombings at the finish line of the Boston Marathon.
Yeah, that's right. The governor drew some parallels between how the city responded to the bombings and what we are all going through right now. He said one thing he's absolutely sure about is that it is never in doubt is the remarkable people of Massachusetts. He added, we will get through this. We will get through it together, just like we have so many times before. Now, Mayor Walsh viewed the anniversary with optimism.
I believe that we will look back on this week, One Boston Day 2020, as a turning point. When we made progress in slowing the spread, flattening the curve, and starting to turn the corner.
Also today in the Back Bay, at 2:49, the exact time the bombs went off 7 years ago, bells at the Old South Church tolled for the victims of the marathon attacks. Of course, unlike anniversaries in past years, people were not able to gather together due to social distancing restraints.
Well, the date is not, though, being forgotten. While the city remembered the victims of the marathon, the hard work goes on to deal with the coronavirus. The state is making sure frontline healthcare workers have the equipment they need to protect themselves while treating patients. And I understand the governor had an update on that front today.
Yes, the governor said he heard from FEMA this morning that it is shipping to Massachusetts 1 million pieces of personal protective equipment, including 650,000 masks and 260,000 Tyvek suits. So far, the state has distributed over 3.7 million pieces of PPE to hospitals, nursing homes, community health centers, public safety personnel, local boards of health, and state agencies.
Thanks again, WBUR's senior statehouse reporter Steve Brown. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.